Jennifer, I'd like a little chat, if you don't mind.
I don't mind a bit, Dad, because I'd like a little chat with you, too. Maybe we can get each other straightened out a bit. I dare say you've been wondering how I've been getting on. Well, I've been doing just the same about you and Mum. So let's exchange a few confidences, shall we? Go on. You start.
I think I'd better sit down.
Righto.
My questions won't take you more than a minute to answer, Jennifer. First, how are you settling down in Bristol, really and truly?
Marvellously, Dad. No problems at all.
None?
No, none whatever.
Oh. So you've no urge to come back home to Ambridge?
Not as things stand at the moment, no. I've got very good arrangements for seeing that Adam is looked after while I'm away. I like the work I'm doing. Well, a lot of people are rallying round to make sure my life isn't too boring.
You don't get any, well, unwelcome comments?
No, just one or two raised eyebrows to begin with. Now they've more or less accepted the position. Well, let me put it this way, Dad. I've had far less comment than I'd have had if I'd stayed on here in Ambridge. I don't really care much what people say now. I can take it.
And what about the future, then?
Well, I can't say that I've improved my chances of getting married. That's pretty obvious.
But what about Mr. Paddy Redmond?
Not another word.
No offer to help financially with the baby?
Oh, yes, he made that offer. Give him credit to that extent. But when I said no 3 times, each time in writing, I heard no more. You don't approve of that after all that happened?
I was thinking of the baby, Jennifer. Aren't you depriving him of a father and of a name?
Don't worry, he'll have both all in due course, but I'm not jumping at the first opportunity.
A very good attitude to take. But don't let it make you callous and bitter. It isn't your real nature.
Well, how strange. Somebody else said that to me in those very words. Well, well.
Who? Anybody we know?
Oh, nobody important. I just thought it was a coincidence that 2 people should use the same words. But no, Dad, I shan't get callous and bitter. Honest, I won't. And you can be very sure that Adam won't. He won't go short of anything.
Even a father?
No, not even that. And that's enough about me, Dad.
Hey, hang on. I've only just begun.
But have a heart, Dad. All the questions that you're dying to ask will be all flung at me again by Mum, and then by Lillian, and then by Tony, I expect. I haven't seen him yet, incidentally.
Oh, he's working like a Trojan, is Tony. All hours.
Yes, so is Lillian. She made the effort to meet me. Tony didn't even come home for lunch.
She'll take no notice.
Oh, I don't intend to. But then there's Gran Archer. She'll want to know all about everything as well. How is she really? I didn't want to say too much, Dad.
Oh, she's back to her old self again, except for her wrist. That's got to get itself right. And at her age, I dare say it'll play her up with arthritis when it's properly set.
Oh, poor Gran, what an experience. One thing about the Archer family, things never stop happening, do they?
No, never. Always summit up a summit.
And so we come to you, Dad.
Now look, love, let's get Christmas over, shall we?
Hey, that's not fair. I answered your questions.
Not all of them. But in any case, it's Christmas. You're here, the baby's here. Your gran will be here, and even I shall be here, contrary to a lot of people's expectations.
And what do you mean by that?
Oh, well, I've had time on my hands a bit. And you know what they say about Satan finding work for idle hands? Well, I've been living it up a bit. Not hurting anybody, except myself now and again. The hotel's going on fine. Without me, of course. I'm just a sort of Joe Muggins. But after Christmas, it'll all be different. Still, don't let's spoil anything now. From now on, fun and games all the way. But this is a family Christmas. Right?
Right, Dad.